FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It is the Friday night edition of the program. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And welcome to it. 1-800-259-9231 is the number you need. 1-800-259-9231. That will allow you to literally hijack the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And filling in for Scott tonight, Johnson.
It's been the week of the absent co-hosts. Jason didn't make it in on Wednesday night. Scott is sick.
These guys clearly don't want it bad enough.
Yeah.
They don't have what it takes to be radio talk show
bunch
hosts.
Of slackers.
So, also, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the BBS. There are thousands of posts. And when I say thousand, I don't mean 2,000, 3,000. I mean 9,000 posts on the BBS. Plus, about 300 posters?
Over 300 posters.
Over 300 posters. Lots of things on there to look at.
There's always new, fresh posts going up there. It's hard
and
to
we
even
post,
keep track of them all.
We post every one of the stories we read on the air. On
correct.
The BBS, so you can comment on them there.
Now, there are 300 posters or 300 readers?
300 members.
Okay.
Let's call it members, because you can only get a percentage of your membership to actually post. But nonetheless, there are 300 people interacting.
There's a good deal of people who've posted at least once or twice.
Yeah, that's true. 1-800-259-9231. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org. Now, we've got all kinds of stuff that we want to talk about tonight, but if you want to, again, take control of the show, all you have to do is call us up, 800-259-9231. Let's start with some emails, though. It's been a busy week for the email box here. And by the way, if you want to email the show, it's ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And, again, we won't read all the emails that come in, but we'll read some of them if they're good. And so here's one. We've actually been getting a lot of international emailers this week. And here's another one. This one from Felix in London.
Roy.
He says, "Hi, guys. I've got some more questions. What is an example of good free market health care?" Well, it's hard to say because we've never really seen it in our lifetimes. And there's
yeah,
no free market
either.
There's no free market in healthcare anywhere in the world.
Well, governments don't like free markets. They're not in control.
Right.
They don't get to put their fingers in it. I'm afraid
they're too diffuse.
I'm afraid that with our modern culture, the way it is that there aren't any
what about
free governments.
Shaman? Like village healers.
Yeah, I think to some extent.
Would that be the closest thing you can think of?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really
not
hard.
It's real good health care,
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that would be the not a national system. But wouldn't it be hard, though?
That's like tribal health care, though.
That's
right?
One of the things that I would think. Well, yeah.
Because they're not really competing against one another necessarily.
Right. That's
yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Now, what if there's more than one shaman?
I don't know.
Now, the other thing is, I wonder how hard it would be to get a truly good, that's, I guess, one of the problems is, as far as things go, because you think that doctors, when they have the ability to set their own rates, I've always had that problem with doctors and mechanics.
What's that?
People who have a knowledge that is vastly beyond the normal population tend to set rates higher than they probably should.
Well, they've got a lot of overhead. I mean, they've got a lot of licensing fees, and they've got. I'm sure all kinds of costs that you don't know about.
Right. Well, yeah, because of government. But I think even if those fees weren't there,
well, then you would think that. Well, if that's the case, then why aren't there discount mechanics? Why aren't they out there? Because
if every mechanic charges
$60 an hour for labor,
they don't.
Yeah,
they don't.
No,
not the mechanic. I
There's shade tree mechanics out there too. You can get your car fixed by some guy who fixes cars at his house.
Yeah.
Well, right. Okay. So then there's your answer. So not all mechanics charge too much.
That's not the case though, necessarily with medicine though.
Medicine has way more overhead than the mechanic business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way more.
Because of all the regulations.
So the regulation and all the mandated education. This guy's got to pay for his college loans. Come on.
I really wonder, though, if there were a free market in medicine, would competition went out. I mean,
of course it would.
You know, people would be able to go to the cheaper doctors, but would it be that the cheaper doctors would also be not as good? I mean, I don't really know.
It depends. I mean, is Walmart, just because it's cheaper, not as good of a store as Nordstrom?
It's different, though, when you're talking about a one-on-one personal thing. I mean,
that would be something that you would have to choose. I mean, the market's going to decide. The market will set the rates. The market will set the prices. There's probably going to be, like, the elite doctors that know everything and can fix everything.
And do house calls.
And do house calls or whatever.
That's a big, huge thing that we need to get back in this country.
Create a niche for themselves, and they have very limited amounts of time, and since they're in such high demand, they will charge more, and there will be doctors that can only do the most basic level stuff, like suturing wounds and just doing things that pretty much any medical personnel could do, or nurses even. We wouldn't necessarily even have the same classes that we do today of medical care practitioners.
Right.
Because the market would be free to decide. You could just have the, somebody that you call up to come take care of a wound. It wouldn't necessarily have to be a general medical practitioner. It could just be someone who specialized in wound care.
Right.
And you would only have to pay X amount of dollars for his service because he doesn't know everything in the world. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
We can't really envision what it would be like. But competition absolutely would win out the day. I mean, we see it all the time in the computer industry, the competition there, because I love pointing to the computer industry because it's one of the most unregulated businesses, I think, in the world.
A lot of scary stuff going on in the computer industry right now, though, as far as the government goes.
Well,
getting involved with the Feingold thing?
The BCRA, the Campaign Reform Act, looking at cracking down on blogs. Now, they're actually supposed to be coming out with some details on this within the next couple weeks, so we've mentioned it here before, but yeah, be on the lookout, everybody. The internet crackdown coming soon, thanks to your loving government. Let's get back to the email. He says, there appear to be two sectors in which a free market is dangerous, according to our emailer, Felix. He thinks recreational drugs and education are two sectors in which having a free market will be dangerous. He says, why? Because all those things are addictive. Drugs, because when you're hooked on heroin, the free market doesn't matter. You think you need it, even though you don't. No more informed decisions. Well, first of all, if you have a free market, it doesn't necessarily guarantee you're going to be making informed decisions. The only way you will make an informed decision is if you would like to make one, and if you'll do the research
right now. I am addicted to smoking cigars. I have to smoke a cigar before I go to sleep, which means that I smoke a cigar every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no day that I go without.
Oh, great. Cool.
Be clear.
That's cool, man. Seeing you're going to be on the radio, you're going to be talking like this.
I am addicted.
You're listening to Free Talk Live.
But I choose to buy these particular brand of cigars, and I choose to buy them wherever they're cheapest. So competition most certainly does come into play with addiction in the mix.
And your cigars might be cheaper.
You're addicted to food, man. I mean, you have to eat food. You don't get to make choices about that.
Your cigars would be cheaper, too, if we actually had real free market in cigars as well. They ban Cuban products in this country, so we don't get that country's competition.
And there's taxes on tobacco.
Yeah, that too.
I don't have a big problem with that.
So a free market doesn't necessarily equate informed decisions. The free market will allow you to make as much of an informed decision as you would like. Before, I could go out tomorrow and decide, I've been kind of wanting a new television set, for instance. And there's all kinds of choices. You've got DLP, you've got LCD, you've got CRT, you've got Elcos, you've got all kinds of different, these are all different types of TV sets that are out there, technology styles that you can choose from. Now, I could just walk into Best Buy and point at one of the most expensive TVs and take the sucker home. And that would not be an informed choice. However, there's so much information out there available to me. If I want to spend the time to do the research, I could spend hours, if not days, researching televisions. I could find out how each one of those technologies works on the inside, decide which what ups and downs each one of them has, look at the different features between the different models available. And again, this is even in a semi-regulated market. There's still all of this this plethora of information available out there. So just because there's a free market doesn't mean everybody's going to all of a sudden make informed decisions. It's up to you to make an informed decision.
Then you'd be able to tell your friends what the best decision was to make for them as far as a you know, TV purchase, and you could post your findings on the internet, and people could look there too. So
it's certainly possible. He says, education, when you don't know how to make an informed decision, then you can't participate in a free market economy.
And commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Manwich.
I'm Justin.
And it's Ian here with you.
Well, nice! What are you're the first. About? You got it, man.
You did, man. You did good.
You're
job.
The first one who's ever beaten Ian to the punch on that, too. First time I've ever heard that, where someone says their name before Ian. Nice.
Ian had his mouth full.
Go to Free Talk Live. Check out our updates. All you have to do is give us your email address. And every time there's an important event as far as Free Talk Live goes, you know, if we'd add a new station, if there's a new Shriner, if we have any kind of news to give you, you'll be the first to know. It's how I find out about updates. It's how you should, too. FreeTalkLive.com.
Yes, very good, sir. All right, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes here on this show, so bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been reading an email from Felix in London, And he's talking about the free market, and we kind of had some technical difficulties before we went to that last break, so I don't know how much of what we were saying actually ended up going out over the air. So we might have to just reset a little bit here. He's talking about two sectors, in his mind, where he thinks that the free market is dangerous. He thinks recreational drugs and education. Now, he says recreational drugs because when you're hooked on heroin, the free market doesn't matter. You think you need it even though you don't. No more informed decisions. And then he says education. When you don't know how to make an informed decision, then you can't participate in a free market economy. Therefore, education is an extremely touchy subject. How should education be handled in a free market economy, not college, middle school? Well, first of all, his major claim is that if you don't know how to make an informed decision, you can't participate. Well, that's not true at all.
Problem is, in the free market, that whole line of what's a recreational drug gets blurred a little bit more, I think.
Okay. You could take anything for recreational purposes
exactly.
If it affects your brain chemistry, I guess.
Exactly, and I think that the government actually is helping to define which drugs are recreational by making certain drugs illegal.
That's true.
If they're illegal, they must be recreational.
If caffeine were made illegal, guess what? I'd probably be addicted to a recreational drug.
Mm-hmm. The major claim here, though, is that if you don't know how to make an informed decision, you can't participate in a free market economy, and that's just not the case. Mm-hmm. You can absolutely participate. You just won't be very effective.
The free market allows stupid people to participate, too.
Absolutely. Now,
it may discriminate against them, but it does allow them.
Hopefully, you'll be able to learn from mistakes that you make or poor choices, poor products, bad products that you buy, and adjust your behavior. Because if you don't, you'll continue to be punished in respect to you losing more money than you have to. You spending money on the wrong products. So, absolutely.
Like recreational drugs.
It's a good idea to make informed decisions. I mean, that's one of the caveat emptor, buyer beware. Check things out before you buy. That's just good advice, period, in any kind of an economy. You want to make sure you know the ins and the outs, the ups and the downs, and the problems, the potential problems with any sort of product or service you're going to buy. Otherwise, you're just being blissfully ignorant. So then he asks, how is it that education could be handled in a free market economy? And that's pretty simple. You just end government involvement and the free market will all of a sudden take over.
Right.
Now, what that means, we don't know. I mean, we can't really fathom right now what that will turn into.
Sure, pretty much
tell you.
Parents pay the tuition of their kids.
Well, yeah.
And schools lobby individuals, people, for money, and they get it.
Well, yeah, okay, that's the general statement. But as far as how it would specifically manifest itself, no way to know until it actually happened. We might have schools dedicated to religion like we currently do today.
Mm-hmm.
We might have like an environmentalist school. We might have trade schools that don't really necessarily focus as much on math or English per se and focus more on
schools
building.
Where violin virtuosos go.
Oh, no, right. What would the poor people do?
Oh, the inevitable question, what would the poor people do? Well, of course, competition brings prices down, brings service and quality up. And you could have charity schools, no problem. I mean, there's all kinds of churches and charitable organizations out there
mm-hmm.
that would be able to set up their own schools and charge nothing.
How much does the average person get taxed each year for school?
I mean, it depends on where they live.
Send somebody to a class?
About $7,000 per pupil here, in the Tampa Bay area, it's $7,000.
I think it's nine per year.
It's nine in this area.
Has it gone up?
Yeah, I think
you just researched it a couple years ago, and it was 7,000.
I think you just got the number mixed up in your head, because it's nine.
Well, whatever. Let's just be set. Let's say 7,000 to be conservative, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I've seen private schools currently in today's market, not so free market, are only going for $3,500. So they're going for half the price.
The premier school in the town that I live in here in Tampa Bay, the premier school, the best school academically in the whole place, it's $4,400 to send your kid there.
The best private school.
The best private school. Well, the best school because the best school happens to be
a private school. Right.
I mean, it's certainly not going to be a public school. Do you think the public school could possibly turn out the best academic students?
And it's about half, and they don't get any government money.
It is half. Yep. And, that would
get 10 times the results for half the price.
It wouldn't be accurate because that's what it is for kindergarten through sixth grade is 4,500, and then it goes up after that. But it's still the average of
if we got the government out of it and allowed people to keep their property taxes, every family would have more income, and that includes people that don't own property. Because remember, if you're renting a house, you're paying somebody else's property taxes. So if we didn't have property taxes, everybody's rent would go down. Your rent would drop by $100 a month or something like that. And if that doesn't help you send your kids to school, I don't know what would. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Terry in South Dakota. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Actually, that's Tracy again.
Well, I blame the phone screener on that.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, there's actually a couple good websites about privatizing education. There's the separation for school and state. There's also John Taylor Gatto's website. He talks about how, back before government schools existed, the literacy rates were upwards over 90%.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing that, people are always worried about the poor not getting educated. But, the United States was the best educated students in the world until government started getting involved.
I feel
suddenly slipped down.
I feel so incompetent when I attempt to read writings that were made back in the 19th and early parts of the 20th century, because I have a tough time with them, and I'm somewhat well educated.
I wanted to mention something about the income tax. Mm-hmm. Last time I called you 2 days ago, I think it was Manwich said that he thought the most important thing was getting rid of the income tax.
Not the income tax as much as the withholding tax.
Oh, sure. With withholding. Well, anyway, one of the big problems with the income tax isn't so much, that it's extorted from us. It's a lot of money that's extorted from us. And it's not even so much the fact that they spend it on immoral things like welfare and war and tax-funded abortions. And
so what is the big problem, then?
Well, the big problem is that we pay it completely undermines decentralized government. We pay taxes directly to Washington, D.C., and they use that money then to bribe state and local governments to do their bidding.
That's true.
I don't know if there's a good book entitled Income Tax, Root of All Evil, and the author documents how the income tax...
It's really crazy how they do it.
The worst part of the income tax isn't so much the money that's taken from you, but that, as opposed to tariffs and whatnot, this was something that really was able, instead of local local and state governments.
Crazy.
Okay.
Hey, we'll put you on hold. Hang on, man, and form your thoughts a little bit. 800-259-9231, income tax, free markets, anything that's on your mind goes. You can take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the archive section there, the last six shows. Fully archived and described for your convenience. You don't have to pay a dime for them. You just go to freetalklive.com and get them. You can actually sign up for the podcast as well, and then we'll automatically send you archives whenever there's new ones.
Or which is some computer program will.
Well, yeah. Anyway, it's very convenient. And you can vote for our show as well. There's links all over the website to vote for Free Talk Live, which we would really appreciate you doing if you haven't done it yet this month. 1-800-259-9231. Let's get back to the phones and back to the fun, too. Tracy in South Dakota. Tracy, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, before we went away for a moment there, Tracy, you were saying that the most insidious part about the income tax, let me make sure I understand what you're saying. The most insidious part is that it destroys federalism in that it's a centrally controlled, centrally distributed tax. They tax everybody. You pay out your hundreds and thousands of dollars in taxes to the government, the Washington, D.C. government. Then they kind of mete it out to the individual states based on what states take, what government handouts, and what programs they're signed up for. And basically it totally destroys the each state's sovereignty. Is that correct?
Yes. Originally it used to be that, you know, state governments and even local governments, one of their primary jobs was to defend us from centralized tyranny. Mm. The Virginia and Kentucky resolutions that Jefferson and Madison respectively penned during Adams' Alien and Sedition Act basically said that it's the duty of states to disobey the federal government.
Well, it's also been the duty of the people to pay attention, and that's where the real failure has been, hasn't it?
And, well, sure, definitely. But, you know, I think it would be easier for people to pay attention to local government and try to use local
people don't even do that, though,
sure,
Tracy.
Sure, I know. Sure,
they are so lazy. They're so ingrained in their culture of coming home from work, cracking open a six-pack, and watching Britney Spears on TV. That's all it is. That's all America does. They watch their sports. They watch their Hollywood shows.
Yeah.
And then they may. Well, they, some of them might watch the news for whatever that's worth, and then they'll go to bed, wake up in the morning, do it all
over
again. Nobody's paying any attention out there, and that's the problem. Sure, the income tax is a problem. Sure, big government's a problem, but big government got to where it is because the people got complacent.
Yeah, Jefferson said that, he said that people have to, basically what you said, people have to pay attention, otherwise you'll have tyranny.
That's exactly, it's also been said that the people get the government they deserve, and I don't deserve it because I am paying attention, but everybody else isn't, and so we're stuck with the government that they've gotten us. Tracy, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
1-800-259-9231. Did you guys have any input there?
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, I mean,
it's our fault, and when I say our, I mean the people of America.
You know,
we were given such a great gift hundreds of years ago.
Yeah. And people squander it. You know,
we're pissed on it.
we're doing the best we can by getting the message out there and trying to educate people. I mean, what more, you know...
What more can we do? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's you could go ride in the streets, but I mean, that's not going to bring people to your cause. No. And there are, you know, there are plenty of people out there that are doing that already, going up there, waving signs and dressing up in suits and making themselves look like full-blown wackaloons. But, you know, that's not going to bring anybody over to your side or help anything. You know, I just want to bring this back, Free State Project.
You know, that really is, and I know that Tracy is a Free State Project member. It really is the only legitimate answer. The Libertarian Party has been around since the 70s. And I love what they're trying to do. I appreciate the Libertarian Party. I vote for every Libertarian candidate that gets on the ballot, okay? I'm a life member of the party. But 30 years... And the results have been negligible.
You just can't educate people that, you know, you just can't do it fast enough. It's just not possible.
No. Especially when the rules are set against you. Especially when the Republicans and Democrats are passing all kinds of laws that prevent you from playing at the same level as them.
Not only that, but all the tactics that are being used by these thugs are indoctrination tactics. So, you know, as soon as, you know, somebody might realize a little bit of freedom and then they go back to their friends and their friends are like, but they're slaughtering little animals. And, you know, they just make up something, some kind of nonsense, and they're like, oh, but not the animals, regulate. You know, and they don't understand that that's not, you know.
But we've been conditioned to think, the American people have been conditioned to think, if there's a problem, pass a law. That'll fix it.
When the government just does a bad job and makes it worse.
You know, the ANWR, the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge that just got open to drilling, the government was, you know, all the bunny huggers out there, the government was supposed to protect that, weren't they?
I guess, yeah.
Well, that's what it was, a protected national wildlife research. Well, now it's not. Now
I actually heard the governor of Alaska, I think, on the radio talking about it. He's like... Finally.
Well, yeah, he's happy.
Like, he was happy.
I'm unhappy that they're drilling in ANWR, but some people are happy. But the fact is, it shouldn't be an issue. Because if that was privately held, there wouldn't be anything anyone could say.
Nope.
Here's the government was supposed to, quote-unquote, protect it. Well, now we're drilling in it.
Unless, of course,
not
they can't
anymore. This is how the government protects wildlife refuges, man. They let... That, you know, they just let oil companies go in there. And
it's another example of government doing the exact opposite of what they intended to do. That's
right.
What always happens. Anyway, wrapping up this email from Felix in London, he says he thinks the government does at least one thing well, justice. He says that's why we have government in the first place, John Locke's natural state of nature, and when a conflict occurred, an arbiter was needed in order to A, keep the peace, B, administer fair justice. Other than fight wars, that's it. And he asks, can you have a free market justice system? And this is actually one of those issues that I don't have enough information on to answer very well, but I say the answer is yes.
I say it's no. I don't care what it is. That's not what the Constitution says, and I like the idea of what the Constitution says.
Yeah, I do too, but...
You know, I don't know if this necessarily applies, but I went out the other night and I actually went and saw The Merchant of Venice with Al Pacino, new one. Just an interesting movie along those lines. It's just, you know, one of the things that happens in the movie is, you know, for those of you who've read The Merchant of Venice, or just maybe if you need a memory refresher, back during those times, the Jews were being accused of usury for...
giving loans.
Right, for giving loans, but with interest. Loans with interest.
Duh.
That's the usury part.
Right. Why wouldn't you want to have interest?
Exactly. But so what happens is that, and I can't remember the name of the character, gives a loan but without any interest, but to bond this loan, he says, look, if you forfeit on this loan, I'm going to take a pound of your flesh from near your heart.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the bond.
Okay.
And so there's a whole story there, but you know, and then it comes down to this huge court scene. This is very interesting. I would recommend, you know, anyone who's...
What was it called?
Thinking, Merchant of Venice.
And that has something to do with free market justice?
Yes, because, well, if you think about it, what's going on? Everyone's making their own, you know, as far as the court system goes and the government went, it was more of a government of the people. People were just making contracts with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And contract could be written up any which way.
Yeah.
You know? If you fail this contract, pound of flesh. You know?
I guess you couldn't really do that these days, huh?
Well, it didn't work then. It didn't work in this either. But everyone there was generally accepting. Like, in this room, everyone was like, well, law's law.
Yeah.
And if we don't do this, then there's going to be anarchy.
This is one of those. This is one of those topics that I will be learning more about, how we could have a free market justice system. It is possible. And just like anything the government does, the free market will be able to do it better. I'm not going to try to explain it right now.
I don't see how you can do it.
I have the basic concept in mind, but I can't even verbalize it at this point. So within a few months, I'll have it down pat. 800-259-9231. But if you are an anarchist capitalist and you can explain it, go for it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control anytime. Bring up whatever's on your mind, political, personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, and we did get sent a new shrine picture last night via email at ftl@freetalklive.com, but I didn't put it online because
why?
I emailed her back, and I said, could you send us a validated photo? Because it looked like one of those computer cam photos to where she could easily take another one with a validation option.
Put the damn picture up.
What are you trying to get a video?
If I can get a validated picture out of her within a couple days, it's not going to be a big deal.
Put the picture up and then you put the new validated picture up.
You're holding out. I'd rather have a validated photo.
If you think Ian's being greedy with the shrine picture, call in at 1-800. What is it? 259-9231.
Well, anyway, there's a new Shine picture coming within days. Okay,
it should
how
be up
that?
Now.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so here's another email from another person in England. This one from Rob, and he takes a bit of a different approach. He says, hey, guys, it's the same deal in England. I've been on welfare for 7 months now. Then my ex-wife cleared me out. House, car, even the dog. So I'm starting again from nothing. I don't like being on welfare, but it is comfortable money-wise. So he's basically backing up what we said a couple nights ago about welfare, how people get hooked on it. Why would you want to go get a job when you're getting $1,000 a month from the government?
Yep.
Or however much it is. What reason do you have to get off your ass?
Get another hit of welfare.
Exactly. So he's actually admitting that. He doesn't want to be on it, but damn, it sure is comfortable.
I can't see how. I mean, it's obvious.
He says, also, guess what I use my welfare money on? A handgun. Very easy to get. Met the guy while standing in the welfare line. Can you believe it?
He used government money to buy something illegal.
Right. Yeah, because in England, you aren't supposed to have handguns, but yet he managed to find his connection in the damn welfare line. It's not like he had underworld mobster connections
right.
to go to. Just some random schmo happened Jeez. To have access. And he says that he totally agrees with what we're saying.
Oi.
Rob, thanks for the
email. Oi, I got me this nine off this geezer.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to coffee. Let's talk about coffee, Johnson. What do you got?
All right.
Or
Let's
Starbucks
see.
Or something very bizarre.
Coffee with steam.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Okay. Moments after picking up a venti vanilla latte from a St. Petersburg Starbucks, Sam Mastin removed his cup's cardboard sleeve to inspect the message printed beneath.
Is that a thing with Starbucks? Do they always have a message underneath?
Yes. No, this is a new thing.
Well, it's relatively new, but...
Yeah.
But it's something they do on all their cups.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
okay.
all on all their cups. Now.
Like the Sobe, you open the cap and there's a little message underneath that as well?
I believe that's so. Yeah. I don't drink it. It tastes awful.
Gotcha.
So the message he read, America's national debt is now $7.5 trillion, and it's skyrocketing. Even as America's population ages, the cup read, there will never be a better time to start paying off this crippling debt than today.
Okay.
He's right. They're right.
They're absolutely right.
Absolutely. The quote from an environmentalist, Dennis Hayes, didn't faze 29-year-old Mastin. I'm a pretty hardcore Democrat, said Mastin, who wore a black rubber wristband bearing the words, I did not vote for Bush.
Wow.
He's like, I think they should put that stuff on here. Not everyone agrees.
Obviously not.
Yeah, the Seattle coffee chain raised some eyebrows over its The Way I See It campaign, which prints quotes from thinkers, authors, athletes, and entertainers on the side of your morning macchiato. The goal, according to the company, is to foster philosophical debate in its 9,000-plus coffee houses, which I think is pretty admirable. That's kind of cool that they're going to start up
Get
some
people talking.
Coffee house conversations.
Why not? What's wrong with this?
So what's the issue?
The problem, critics say, is the company's list of overwhelmingly liberal contributors, including Al Franken, Melissa Etheridge, Quincy Jones, Chuck D. Of the 31 contributors listed on Starbucks' website, only one, National Review editor Jonah Goldberg, offers a conservative viewpoint.
Whoa. Let's get indignant about this. It's a private company, and they can do whatever the hell they damn well please with their coffee cups.
And if you don't like it, don't buy the damn coffee. Shut your stinking mouth.
Well, they can open their mouths about it, but boo-hoo. Well, what about the libertarian quotes? There's zero of those,
aren't
there?
That's right. We didn't get any libertarian quotes. Let's sue.
Exactly.
How about the Marxists? Are there any Marxists on there?
Yeah, well, I'd debate most of them more.
Yeah, probably.
Malachi Salcido of East Wenatchee, Washington said, I want to enjoy your product without having Earth Day Network propaganda thrust at me.
It's kind of clever.
That's what he's whining about. Yvette Nunez, a 27-year-old Republican from Tampa, said she hadn't noticed the quotes on her weekly caramel macchiato.
Well, they are underneath the cardboard sleeve thing.
Yeah, she said it on the tall ones. And then when she actually saw them, she says, actually, there's a lot of great conservative quotes, but oh well. I'm not surprised. I'm used to being underrepresented. So
what are you talking about? You're in control in Washington, D.C.
No, she's not if she's a real conservative.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
If she's actually a conservative,
conservatives, real conservatives? I think anyone listening
like
to this network knows
that. It's so disingenuous to even use the term. You're right, Manly.
It doesn't mean anything.
It is. It's meaningless now.
Do you mean neoconservative? Do you mean traditional conservative? Paleoconservative?
It's really ridiculous because the fact is that everyone has tied conservative now to a social viewpoint
as
well.
That's
ridiculous. It sucks.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control and bring up anything. You want to talk about this Starbucks thing? Is there more here? More indignation from these clients? We might get into it. This is your show. Again, Free Talk Live. Take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're inside hour number one, but we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get interactive with us on the phones at 800-259-9231. You actually get to bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streaming available there for you, broadband version and not-so-broadband version. It's all there for you free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this Starbucks situation, where apparently Starbucks has been printing little informative quotes or interesting, maybe controversial quotes on their coffee cups with the intention of, they say, to create some discussions amongst their patrons, you know, the ones that kind of hang in the coffee shop. I've never actually, hung out in a coffee shop before. I think I've been inside a Starbucks once in my life. But apparently,
you don't like the idea of paying $2 for a cup of coffee.
I just don't drink coffee. I used to. I don't anymore. I don't like the idea of paying for anything but water, and I don't like paying that very much for that either. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is this is apparently making some people angry. Some of their clients are disturbed because apparently there's 30-something people, 31 people that are 31 sources for these quotes,
mm-hmm.
various different actors, athletes, politician types, and according to someone who took a look at the list of them, only 30 of the 31 are from kind of like the liberal side of things, and the one of the 31 is a known conservative.
Someone decides to define them that way.
Yeah, and so that led us to a conversation during the break of what is a liberal, what is a conservative. It's hard to understand these days because everyone has their own different terminology for what these things mean.
Yeah, and I was trying to say, you know, that as far as conservative and liberal, I think whenever you address someone as conservative or liberal, you need to also further define them by saying, are they libertarian or authoritarian? Because they're either for or against freedom. In other words, they want to... You know, I think automatically if you're a libertarian, you're conservative.
Well, you're conservative economically.
Right.
Right.
But you're not conservative socially.
We're going on the definitions of what's called the Nolan chart. It's it's instead of a left-right kind of a spectrum, which is what everyone in popular culture kind of assumes about politics. Oh, you're on the left or the right, aren't you? Or which side are you on? I'm a centrist. I'm a leftist. I'm a no. There's two different there's another dimension there that people don't look at. There's
about the up or down.
There's the left, the right, the up, and the down. Okay, and so the up is the libertarian side of the quadrant. You have to envision like a diamond, if you will. The libertarian is the top fourth. The authoritarian is the bottom fourth, the left side is the liberal, the right side is the conservative, and the center is centrist. Now, liberals tend to, again, we're being very generic here, these are our definitions.
People's money out of their hands.
These are our definitions. Liberals believe in personal freedoms, but they don't believe in economic freedoms.
You know,
conservatives believe in economic freedoms, but they don't believe in personal freedoms. Authoritarians don't think you should be free in either category.
No.
And libertarians believe you should have personal and economic freedoms. Now, those are our definitions of them, but that doesn't mean that everyone agrees on those, which is, it's just impossible. When you bring up the term conservative...
I like these definitions better, though, because they make
consistent.
More sense.
Yeah, they're consistent, and they interact with one another in a sensible way.
You can't call yourself... I would have called myself a conservative at one point or another, but I've always thought we should legalize drugs. Does that sound like a conservative stance? Or at least
yeah,
legalize
see, I call myself a conservative, and I just like to think that the general nomenclature is being misused.
We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. You take control of the show, and if you've been calling in and complaining, why don't you hold on, and we'll put you on the air. We'll talk about that coming up. We have a complainer. You want to go on the air with us? Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're talking...